on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, boys and girls? Coming to you live from the BKFC Global Headquarters up here in my city, my favorite city, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. And I understand Matthew is back in town.
I'm back home in Tampa, Florida.
A lot of things to talk about, and every time a news story breaks, something happens, I'm like, nothing can get bigger. Nothing can be better or worse. You know, we can talk about, and we will, Tom Brady's thumb as the Buccaneers get ready to come up here. Matter of fact, they'll be leaving in a couple hours to join me in Philadelphia for tomorrow night's game. So that's big. The Urban Meyer thing, which is cluster you-know-what to the 100th degree. And then all of a sudden, Urban Meyer says, yo, John Gruden, hold my beer. And then he steps up. And that cluster that's going on. So we will be talking about that. Outback Bowl tickets, by the way, just went on sale. I continue to say, and Mike Schultz will be on probably next week, don't wait, because as soon as they announce the team, it sells out. So buy your tickets early. Have you seen the photos on Facebook, Twitter? I haven't done Instagram. I need to start doing that. But have you seen the Odd Sock official Rocky Balboa socks? That made it
no.
Rocky Balboa?
I did not.
What are you, ringing up a cash register there?
Well, you know, I'm always working, so.
Doing side
part-time job.
Doing side
I'm
gigs
inside.
The show. Do you at least, yeah. Let me ask you this. When you're running the cash register and running up, you know, these groceries, do you at least bag for the people, or do you make them bag their own groceries?
Oh, wait, they got to bag their own groceries. It's a new world we live in, Randy, where I don't want to do any work, but I am entitled to getting all my compensation and your compensation, but I'll watch you bag your own groceries.
That's why you double bag one item at a time.
Thank you guys for coming. See you next time. Thank you. Okay, I'm back.
All right. and I forgot. Your boy Cash screws the Tampa Bay Rays again because of his stupidity.
Look, we know we have a love-hate affair with the Tampa Bay Rays, you know, Kluckemeyer and all those other clowns. I'm happy. I'm happy that it happened to, like, the people that it happened to. You know, I love winning. I love living in a championship city. I love the Yankee or the Stanley Cup being here. I love the Lombardi Trophy being here. But I love that Tampa Bay keeps losing because, you know, like I said, I'm not a fan of the people they have on their personnel.
Personnel, front office, you know, that they can't think. Baseball 101, Little League World Series, T-ball. If you have second and third and the winning run is at third, and in case Joe Marquardt is listening, and it's the bottom of the inning, you have to play for the double play. You have to play for the force at home. No, instead, he lets the guy steal second. He doesn't intentionally walk, and I believe it was the hottest hitter on the Red Sox lineup. They let him hit instead of walking and at least giving yourself the opportunity to turn a double play, to have a force play at home plate. So Cash continues to do stupid blunders, and I know everybody loves him, and I never want somebody to lose their job, but they're never going to get over the hump. It's almost like Tony Dungy, dare I say, and John Gruden. Tony Dungy was never going to take the Buccaneers over the top and win the Lord Lombardi Trophy. Maybe Lord Stanley's Cup he would figure out a way to win, but he wasn't going to win the Lombardi Trophy, and they needed John to do that.
And let's go back to last year. The reality of it is the Major League Baseball, the playoffs last year, were back-to-back-to-back. They were played in a bubble atmosphere. We had the youngest team in the playoffs. And if they couldn't win last year with the fresh legs and the youth and the frequency of how close the games were together between series, then the reality of them winning this year was slim to none. And it played out exactly as I predicted last year. If you go back and watch or listen to the radio show last year, I predicted this to happen this year.
Well, but it's still unfortunate and unfair, you know, to not bring up some bad calls, and both sides got bad calls. You know me, I'm not defending anybody. The freaky play that happened in right center field, I don't think it was purposely kicked over the fence, and if it was, it wouldn't have been a ground rule double. The play where he ran into the first baseman, that should have been interference. I mean, you got to get out of the way. How that wasn't called. But there were bad calls for both teams. Bad calls.
And that was the third game of the series. Like, it was already down 2-1. You shouldn't even let it get to that position. Like, you know, and I think a lot of teams put too much value in the perfect season and stats and having the best winning record. You know, and the ones that always win are the ones that peak in the playoffs and have a great run, and they save it all for the championship series. And it's just like the Rays were playing for like the most wins of the year or record. You know, they weren't playing for longevity, and it shows.
You know, it's funny that you brought that up, because A, I don't believe it. B, I think it's a stupid comment that you just made. because, you know, I hate that. You know, I was watching, I don't know what it was, and they were talking about, I think it was the Baltimore Ravens. And are the Baltimore Ravens going to peak too early? So what, you're trying to say you want to lose early and win later? No, you want to win every day. You want to win every week. You want to win, since we're broadcasting from BKFC Global Headquarters, you want to win every fight. You don't want to only win fights that, you know, will get you a title shot. You don't want to, well, I'm not going to worry about this one. You know, if I lose, no, you want to win all the time. So to say that the Rays, you know, worried about that, you should win every game. The Red Sox barely got into the playoffs, had to do the one game play-in to play the Rays. You know, you don't want to leave yourself to that. Before we go to this break, though, and we bring the animal on, big series going on out west. The two best teams in the National League, two arch rivals that I believe this is the first time they've played in the playoffs. The Dodgers and Giants going at it. They tied it up. Game five, I think it's on Friday. And that's a game. And I don't really care. I'm a closet Dodger because of Brad Penny. But I don't really care. But I'm going to watch it because of the hatred of those two teams.
I agree. I think this is the World Series. I mean, this is the game. This is the series. Those are the two teams. So I'm done with baseball after this one.
Well, I don't know. You still got the cheating Astros, so they'll find a way to pull something out. All right, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon, and when we come back, the animal, Travis, here at BKFC headquarters. Dave Feldman unlocked the door and let him kind of come in, so he'll be on the show when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Center. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the BKFC Global Headquarters here. Now, Travis, is this considered Philadelphia? Is it the outskirts? What is it called?
This is the outskirts of Philly.
All right. I mean, yeah. It didn't take long to get here.
No.
I mean, I probably could have walked it.
I doubt that.
I've walked some serious walking to save about $4.
Nah, good for you. I'm not doing that.
Legendary story. First and foremost, how you doing?
What's doing new? Well. Nothing. Just working, training.
But what you do for a living kind of is training, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. I mean, if you guys have seen me on Facebook or Instagram, I've gone to work right after a fight. I've done fire pits, plant trees, mow lawns. It doesn't matter.
So wouldn't it make sense? I know that your next fight is coming up in New York. I'm not quite sure where in New York. It's like the outskirts of Buffalo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's south of Buffalo, but yeah, it's Salamanca, I think is how you say it.
So why don't you set up some training, in other words, some lawn, you know, jobs up there like the week of the fight?
I would love to do that, but then I would lose the customers that I have here.
Well, when would you head up there?
I'll probably head up 4 or 5 days before the fight.
All right, so you set something up. You know,
I could do that.
You're
right.
Special fighter going to cut your yard.
I'll go to Belfast. I'll start doing some of the buildings there.
There you go. What do you do, like, in the winter? I guess there's winter up here, right?
Yeah.
Again, you know, I live in Tampa. Winter for us is 97.
Well, yeah. Winter for you guys is when it gets into the 80s.
Right.
So what I usually do is I save all my indoor stuff. So I do tile. I do a lot of home renovation stuff that I do in the wintertime. A lot of other people up here, if you're in landscaping, they like to do plowing. I want to keep my equipment. I don't want to ruin it, so sure. I don't do that.
Dave Feldman came down a couple minutes ago. He's going to come on, you know, after you. It was nice of him to let you go first.
I let me go first. Okay. He has nothing. I told Dave he's going second.
Okay, all right. I'm not getting in the middle of that. Talk about what you can talk about, your relationship with Dave, the president of BKFC. You guys go back quite a ways.
Oh, yeah. So Dave's father, Marty, was actually my first trainer in boxing. So I've known Dave my entire professional career. We went to Vegas. We had a fight out in Vegas. Dave came and worked my corner at. He actually turned me into the dirty boxer I am today. I remember it like it was yesterday. He's like, Travis, you got to go out there and let him know that you're here to fight. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, as soon as the bell rings, just
get on him.
Get on him right away. Yeah, you know, I was like, okay. He's like, you know, if you gotta hit him low, you gotta hit him low. Let him know he's in for a fight.
There you go. Well, like, you know, to be honest, and I've talked about this, and I know Matt has some things to bring up. You know, the way that a lot of these fights, whether it's BKFC or MMA or whatever, you have a warning, then you have another warning.
Yep.
Then you have a stern warning, and then another stern warning. You might as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's supposed to be a warning, stern warning, and then points. But you know,
why a warning?
Well,
why a stern warning? Everybody knows what a foul is.
Yeah, but the reason for it is because, you know, there's sometimes a fighter doesn't blatantly mean to do it. That's why you get a warning.
But sometimes a fighter blatantly does mean to do it.
I do it all the time. That's because I know I'm getting a warning.
Right.
So I can psych my guy out by doing something illegal. Bare knuckle is totally different. You're not really going to get those options to do that stuff. It's a lot different than typical boxing. But, I mean, please. When I was a boxer, I boxed for like 12 years, 13 years, something like that. And I would blatantly punch him low, and I wouldn't care. But I was actually really good at hiding it, too. So I could do it over and over and over again, never get the warnings.
So you're like the Red Sox outfielder who made it look like he didn't purposely kick the ball over
the fence. I still can't get over that. I was like, holy crap. Now you're going to watch, because from now on you're going to see people accidentally kick the ball as it's going.
I don't think he did it on
purpose. Oh, my God, it went out of bounds.
Yeah, well, yeah, they know that. But no, I know. If it's done on purpose, then it's not a ground rule double.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, I always ask fighters, you know, what are you thinking as you're walking to the cage? What are you thinking as you're walking to the squared circle? In the case of BKFC, which is one of the numerous things that I love about this sport and this promotion, you know, when you toe the line and you're literally 3 feet away, you don't have time to think. So what are you thinking as they're getting ready to say, go?
This is it. It's time to do what you came out to do. It's time to put your money where the mouth is. I mean, can you do it or not? Can you toe the line? Can you actually do it? I know I can. I never have to worry about who's across. I could care less. Doesn't matter what they do. I'm always there to do it. Sometimes it's your night. Sometimes it's not. What I always think about when I go to toe the line is, okay, it's go time. Let's go. Mike Tyson always said, everyone has a plan before they get punched in the face, right? Until they get hit in the face. Well, the problem is my plan is always to get hit in the face. So
it's not a shock.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a shocker.
So, Trav, we're talking about the penalties and stern warnings and very stern warnings, and I'm going to get mad at you. But how do you feel about the fighters missing weight? In last BKFC fight night one in Montana, Randine Ekholm was fighting Taylor Starling, came in 16 pounds.
That just proves that you're not professional. That's bold. I don't want to curse, but it's BS. You know, you sign a contract saying that you can make the weight. That contract right there says that you can do it. You know what you're supposed to weigh. If you come in a half pound over or within a pound, okay, that could be your scale, not 16 pounds.
Could be your underwear.
It could be anything.
Because people have missed weight by like 2 pounds. There's no way a pair of underwear weighs 2 pounds.
A pair of underwear. I mean, I used to wrestle in high school. I knew exactly what everything weighed at any point in time. You might be able to get a pair of underwear to weigh 0.2.
Right.
It's nothing. So for you to be 16 pounds over, that just shows that you didn't really care. You never tried. You weren't really planning on taking the fight. And I have no respect for that whatsoever.
And it's, you know, and most people that listen to this show, you know, they're combat sport fans. They understand. But for new followers that we pick up on a daily basis, they may not understand what a huge advantage it is. You bust your ass, you in the other room, you fighting down around the corner. I'm not just necessarily saying you, but, you know, bust ass to make weight. Somebody comes in and didn't bust ass to make weight. They're not as drained. They're not as beat up, and to lose 10 or 20% is a huge advantage.
Yes, it absolutely is, but I can go either way with that. Okay, for me, if I lose the weight, I had to do a lot of work to lose that weight. So that's a mental thing for me. You made me put my body through that to do this, okay? So I'm ready to kill you as it is. You didn't lose weight means you didn't train hard. You weren't taking it seriously. That means you were half, you know, half-assing your workouts.
New York right around the corner. It's about three weeks away.
Yep.
You're on the card. Tim Sylvia once told me the most hated question is how's training going? So I'm not asking you that. I'm just curious what is going into training today that you won't have to do next week or 2 weeks from now as you get closer to the fight? Is there anything that you pull back on as you get closer?
As I get closer to the fight, I start pulling back the this past week was my last week of lifting. I don't want to get big before the fight. Like you said, we're about 3 weeks out now, so I don't want to bulk up. I stopped lifting this past week. As we get closer to the fight, I will drop down from 6-7 days a week to, you know, 5 days a week. And then the week of the fight, I will strictly be doing conditioning and losing weight for the fight.
So we landed a couple hours ago, Steve and I. We went to the Rocky statue. He ran the steps. We're going to do some of the other Rocky stuff tomorrow. I just found out about Adrian's gravesite.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to that. So I'm curious, as somebody that lives in Philadelphia suburbs, do you go run the steps, not necessarily for the fun of it being Rocky Balboa, but as training?
Not for training, only because it's too far for me to come out here to do it. But yeah, I do like to do it for fun. Matt was here the last time I did it, and Matt and I did the run up the steps. And I thought we were just jogging up the steps.
Yeah, sure.
And then Matt goes and takes off. So I try to keep up. I caught him, and then I missed a step. Caught myself and kept going. I know Matt remembers that.
Listen. I am the last one to beat you in competition. Yeah. I feel about that. I will take that victory to the grave with
there
me.
There you go.
I definitely would miss weight. With being in the home of the Philly cheesesteak and scrapple, I would never make weight. But running the steps at Rocky was probably one of the greatest moments. I had my kids with me, and you and I had a great time seeing the statue. And, yep. And what a great city. What a great place.
It is nice. It's beautiful. The museum's great. Yeah, it's great backdrop there with the statue there. I love it.
You know, Travis, don't let... Okay.
No, go ahead. I'm sure you're going to say something.
Don't let Randy fool you. He claims that he's from Philly. He was born there. And as soon as the baby came out, his mom put him in a backpack and brought him down to Florida. He's not really a brotherly love guy.
Well, I'm definitely not a brotherly love guy, but I was just getting ready to say that my mom flew up every 2 years to have us all born in Philly.
Yeah.
So I lived the first 6 months of my life here. Then I was stationed here in the early 80s. But I still call this home.
Yeah.
This is still my birthplace. And literally, and I told Steve as the plane landed, I love Philadelphia. I love the gloom and the, you know, just that, you know, it's not cold out right now. Not chilly, but it's something different than what we're used to in the Tampa Bay area. And I just love it. I love the atmosphere of it. I love everything about it. And yes, I love the food.
What I love about Philly the most is that it's work. So, you know, that's what all Philadelphians are known for. Like, they work. That's what we do. That's what Rocky's big thing was. He worked for everything. That's why I love Philly so much.
I should have broke your thumbs.
But I was actually born in California. I was born in San Jose, and then we moved when I think I was 4 years old. We moved to Pennsylvania. So I mean, since I was 4 years old, I've been in this area.
All right. So about 3 weeks away from the fight.
Yep.
Do you start? Final question for you. Do you start visualizing? Do you start doing all that now, or is it way too early?
I've been doing it the whole time. I do it as soon as I know who I'm fighting. That's the only person on my mind. That's the only thing I think about. The one question I hate most of all, what's next for you? Where are you going to go after this fight? It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm only worried about this person, and I'm there to destroy him. That's all I focus on. 24/7, that's what I'm thinking about. Even when I'm working, doing tile, doing mowing, trees, whatever I'm doing, I'm still thinking about who I'm going to beat the crap out of.
Good stuff.
And he's going down. Don't worry about it. Put all your money on me.
Cannot wait. Travis, thanks for driving over and hanging out at the global headquarters, which I know you come to often.
Absolutely.
At BKFC.
That's where I get my free hats and shirts.
Well,
just don't tell Dave.
I'm not getting involved.
No, I'm going to wait till he gets on here with you, and then I'm going to start raiding the closets and get some free stuff. Okay, no problem.
All right, let's go hit a quick break, and then the president will be on. Dave,
take care, Matt. Have a going, buddy.
See you, buddy.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the global headquarters here of BKFC. The opportunity and the privilege to have our good friend, the president, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good, Randy. What's going on, man? I did hear you and Travis say you're going to raid my closet for gear, so I put a lock on it.
Okay. Well, he brought it up. I didn't say I was going to raid it. I just told him what size I am. That's all.
You're definitely leaving with some gear. Thanks for coming today.
Dave, I appreciate Dave, can I get a pair of gloves?
See what we talked about before? That's Matt.
The first, just the story on this. On the first show, you know, everybody's nervous. We're all like, what the hell are we doing here? You know, the first bare knuckle show in 131 years. And I go up to the commissioner, who doesn't know what he's doing anyway, but the nicest guy in the world, Brian Pedersen. And I go, Brian, who's inspecting the gloves? And he's like, I don't know.
That's awesome. And you know what? I talk to, you know, all the fighters, you know, every week we do the segment and I bring it up and they say that they're still asked, you know, what size glove, what color's the gloves, and it's bare knuckle. Do you still get that?
Oh yeah, all the time. All the time. All the time. And it's so funny. It's you know, some of the questions you get, man, it's crazy. Like, what is bare knuckle fighting? Like, what do you mean you're fighting bare knuckle? I'm like, you're fighting with bare knuckles. Like, that's it. But I mean, you know, obviously you have to explain it, but they can't get over the fact that it's bare knuckle.
How different is the feeling today, tomorrow, than it was, what was it, 2.5, 3 years already?
Yeah,
I don't even remember the date of number one.
June 2nd, 2018, a day that will live in infamy, for me anyway.
Sure.
It's a, I don't want to mock what happened there, so that's why. You know, Randy, it's a stressful roller coaster ride. It takes everything I have to keep this thing going. It's, I mean, the business is going great, but to be in this mentally with all the moving parts each and every day, it's truly unreal. I mean, I got a great team, but you know, a lot of people don't know this. So I'm, you know, now that we're growing, I can put this out there. We had four full-time employees for 2.5 years. Four full-time employees. We grew this thing to the fastest growing sport in the world, talking about it in the same breath as Bellator, as UFC, and we've had four full-time employees. Now we went through a great round of funding. We're bringing in a great team. We have a lot of really good people on our team now. But I mean, up to that point, it was it's really unbelievable. I mean, I can't believe where we are right now. But I mean, it's, you know, our schedule next year is just, we'll get into that in a little bit.
Next year? what about next month?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's, you know, I was watching, what was it, Saturday, and you have 2 in 1 week. You have New York and Miami, which is basically within a week. Albuquerque coming up. A lot of things coming up. But getting back to what you just said for a second, what does it mean to you? You go to Google, you know, and Google Combat Sports, and that's BKFC is up there with UFC and Bellator. And I know it was your dream, but now that it's reality.
You know, sometimes just one really, really influential guy to me.
Thank you.
You're one of them, absolutely. You've always been very supportive, man. But this guy, he's got a ton of money. He said to me, he goes, let me ask you a question. Do you ever get outside the jar? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, listen, you're living this life inside the jar all the time. Do you ever get outside the jar just once in a while to read the label and see what you're doing? And I'm like, no, man, I really don't. So a couple of shows ago, I pulled Junior aside and I brought him up to the top level. And I'm like, look at this stuff, man, we just built. It's unbelievable. But it's hard when you're working so hard around the clock day after day after day. And now we're saying, man, it was a great show last week. What's up with the show next week? Last week, next week? Like, that's crazy to even think about, right?
Right.
And that's this year. And next year, we're slated for 24 domestic 24 domestic bare knuckle fighting events and 26 international, once a week. We're going to have one fight each and every week. It's unbelievable. Russia, Thailand, Brazil, Mexico, United States. Crazy.
Wow. Hey, getting back to what you just said, it's kind of like you look at you know, your son, and your son's 2 months old. And the next thing you know, he's 6 years old. And the next thing you know, he's in the office upstairs working with you. So it's the same thing. You know, you put one day, the next day, you take your next foot and move forward. And you don't take the opportunity to kind of see what you are doing and what you've built.
No, but you know what I do want to do here, and I never really do it. And I mean, I'm so proud of David Jr. He's the COO of the company. But really, he's like, I'm the one that makes the moves, but he's the one that runs the company. So he's tremendous. 29 years old, self-taught in everything that he did. He's now the co-executive producer of our shows. It's just amazing to see how he evolved as this whole thing evolved. And, you know, I'd definitely be lost without him. So I definitely want to send a shout out to Junior. Amazing, amazing young man. But it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm like 50 shows next year. Like, and some of them may fall to the wayside. You don't know. But we're guaranteed going to have 36 to 40 shows. If everything goes wrong, we'll have 36 to 40 shows. 36 to 40 shows.
You made a comment Saturday night, a lot of new signings, a lot of new states, a lot of new things, news coming. It's not the main reason that I'm broadcasting from BKFC today, but how soon, you don't have to necessarily break anything today, but how soon will some of those things be broken?
It'll be broken today. Well, it'll be signed, sealed, and delivered hopefully today at 4:30. That's when we have this call to get everything done. Hopefully I can announce it on Monday. Two former UFC world champions and two top contenders that nobody's really going to believe that we signed.
We've talked about this for now 3 years. How difficult is it? You know, a lot of UFC fighters have come and a lot of UFC fighters want to come. How difficult is it? You know the name, you know, you, and we've talked about some of these other fighters in the past, and not being able to bring them, and just for many different reasons. How difficult are those decisions?
I mean, it's tough because I'm a fan, right? So from a fan's perspective, I'm like, oh, you mean I get to sign that guy? And then I have to look through everything and say, you know, that might not be the right fit for BKFC. But some of these signings are just going to be unbelievable. But at the end of the day is, look, we built this thing on bringing in big names and then building these guys in the undercard. And, you know, sometimes we get slack that this guy's a little too old or that guy's a little too old. So we're just running through the microscope just a little bit more now and making sure that they're a good fit for this. But everybody that we're about to sign just comes out and bangs, and they're warriors.
Like what you just said, a lot of these times when you have a name fighter, it helps some of these other fighters that you may not know their name. One name that I want to talk to you about, and I think we talked about it after Mike Richmond's fight, what he did a couple weeks ago and what kind of future he has just on that fight that he had against Dakota Cochran.
I think he epitomized the statement of when people say, how do you describe bare knuckle fighting? And I say, you know, they talk about boxing as the sweet science, and I say this is the sweetest science. And he performed in the sweetest science that night. Like, he picked apart the body, he moved good, he got out of the way of shots. I mean, he was just, it was tremendous. It was one of the better performances that I've ever seen in bare knuckle fighting to date. I think if he lets our team work with him a little bit to develop his character, I think he's going to be a superstar.
I agree.
I don't know who's going to beat him. And he wants to fight for championships in 165, 175, 185. And he said, look, if it comes at 205, I'll go. Here's a guy who competed his whole career at 145.
Well, I can just put more hair on that mustache, and that'll be more weight. Tell me the difference and the reasoning between a fight night and a regular BKFC event.
A fight night is more like a grassroots marketing effort, if you will. Good fights, very good fights, a decent name as the main event, not one of the top names that we have, but great, great fights on the undercard. We go to these smaller cities that don't have a lot of people in them. We get fans out there. They come out, they watch this thing live, and then they become fans. It's a smaller production. It's just a little bit of smaller of a budget. And, you know, like I said, we don't have the big, big names on top, but they love it, and now we encourage them to download the app. They download the app at the fight. Like the other night, nobody was really downloading the app, and we got on the thing, hey, download the app and you can win this, and all of a sudden we're number five in the world on app downloads. So it was crazy. Sweet. The way that worked. But yeah, man, it's just doing that. And then the numbered events are going to be more like, if you would, they're not going to be pay-per-view, but the pay-per-view events, you know, those type of quality, probably five or six really good names on the card, and then four or five up-and-coming guys. Or girls.
Hey, Dave. So I was in Montana, obviously. From my perspective, I thought it was one of the best fight cards you've had thus far. The fights were incredible. The finishes were incredible. And everybody walked out of there and ended up at the after party. People who fought, who lost, who won, all celebrating together as one big family. I thought Montana was spectacular, and I can't wait to see the next one.
The crowd was unbelievable. Huh? The noise from that crowd, it was probably the loudest crowd we've ever had.
No question.
A couple things I want to ask you about. BKFC-ish, but not so much. The first thing that comes to mind is, have you got your replacement action figure yet?
I did. Actually, when we go upstairs, I'll show it to you. It's in my office. It's actually even better than the first one. It's awesome. I was crushed because I was like, oh, my God, I have an action figure? And then someone stepped on it, and I was like, oh, my God, I just got so deflated there. But, yeah, I have one upstairs. Actually, I have a nice pair of sneakers, too, that our Russian friend, who we're going to be doing fights over there, Yavinsky, sent me over. It has bare knuckle on the side of both shoes. It's pretty cool.
Will those action figures, is a deal coming where they'll be for sale?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get all the fighters wrapped up into those, or the fighters that at least have multi-fight deals. We're going to run them through NFTs, and then we're going to have the action figures for them as well. So, yeah, that's probably right at the beginning of 2022.
And I know I asked you this previously, the trading cards. Where are you on that, or is it close?
It's close. It's very close. We're working through the deal right now. Same thing. We're going to do an NFT trading card, and then a real touch and feel trading card as well.
All right. I try never to assume anything, okay? But I know that you mentioned a February date, which happens to be somewhere around Super Bowl week. Is that on purpose?
We're working on it right now. You know, if we can push the regulation there, absolutely. If we can't, then it's going to be in another new state, a really big state. It's going to be a tremendous card. It will be our biggest card to date by far. Our biggest budget on a card, our biggest card, and we expect our biggest crowd. We, you know, hopefully can get 8 to 10,000 people in there, and I think we can. It's going to be unbelievable.
How are you dealing with each state at the same time, but differently?
You know, I have a good team. I have Nate Shookey's my matchmaker. I have Tommy Sconza and also Sean Wheelock. They're both helping with regulatory. They're talking to the states. They're getting the paperwork done, the medicals done. So we have a pretty good team there that's dealing with it. So I don't really have to worry about dealing with the states as much. I'm more dealing with the venues, getting these bigger sponsorship deals, dealing with some of these TV deals that we're going to do. And we're very, very close right now, maybe 2 days away from signing our unscripted reality series that's going to be on a major network. So we're really, really excited about that.
What, if you can even answer this publicly, what are some of the things that the states and commissions are hesitant of or are waiting for? Or, you know, what is that stumbling block?
You know what it is? It's like anybody. It's like the fans, too. It's people that never watch it and don't know about it. Those are the ones that kind of put their hands up and go, whoa, bare knuckle fighting. And then when they allow us to educate them on it, to show them on it, to show them that our data that we have from all the fights, everything that we have, so then they open their eyes a little more and they're a lot more warm-hearted towards it.
I remember having a conversation, I can't think of his name, and if it's important, I can Google it or whatever, but a big ESPN guy, and he was dead against combat sports, BKFC and UFC at the time. And I said, I just got to ask you, have you ever watched it? And he said, no. How can you be dead against anything? It doesn't matter what it is. A pink-colored shirt or octopus or combat sports if you've never experienced it.
It's crazy. I mean, look, in anything in life, that's what you see. You see the people that are talking about the most negatively don't even look at it. Don't even watch it. You know, oh, that's the worst car. Oh, it's disgusting. You didn't even see it. You didn't get in it. How do you know it's the worst car? Right. The same thing as bare knuckle. They're like, oh, it's so brutal. It's this. It's everybody's, you know, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And then you find out, did you watch it? No. Well, how can you make that assessment? I can make that judgment. So.
Go, Matt.
Oh, so Dave, obviously you have action figures. You're going to have trading cards. But what was your reaction when you saw your own billboard mat at the Montana event?
Now, that was great, man. I was I really loved it. I took a picture of it, sent it all around. That was awesome. Look, everything that's happening. Look, I'm not saying I don't deserve to be here. I deserve to be here because I worked 24/7 for 10 years to get this thing done. But I don't know how comfortable I am with being here yet. You know, when some people come up and ask for autographs and they ask for my picture and I'm like, you want my autograph? Like, who am I? Right. But at the end of the day, that's what I say about taking yourself out of the
sure.
jar sometimes,
sure.
because I'm like, what are you talking about? Why do you want my picture? Right.
They want your picture because they enjoy the sport and you're the one that's yeah. brought this back yep. to, you know, yeah. into reality.
No question.
No, absolutely. It's just crazy. Like I'm enjoying the ride. At the same time, it's the most stressful thing that I think I could ever imagine in my life. You know, and when everything's said and done and we can tell the real story, I think people are going to be like, oh, my God.
Speaking of stressful, try having Matt work for you. I know that you're going to.
Matt does a great job up there now.
Yes, he does. I know that names are going to be coming up in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks. But I saw that Beck is coming back.
Yeah, I actually just got the thumbs up on her visa today, so she'll be back to fight for that December 4th card. And
which is Albuquerque, correct?
Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we'll announce the opponent any day. It's going to be part of the 125-pound women's tournament. We're just figuring out where we're going to start it off and how we're going to bracket it up, and we're probably going to know that by tomorrow.
And you'll be on numerous times before, not New York as well as Miami, but a big main event down in Miami as well.
Oh, man. I never thought it was going to happen. Hector Lombard versus Lorenzo Hunt. And then how about the co-main event, though? Dat Nguyen versus Luis Palomino. Dat Nguyen wants to come up. I mean, he wants to fight everybody in the world, but you have to be realistic. But realistically, if Dat Nguyen comes to fight, this can be a very, very entertaining fight.
Are tickets on sale for that?
Tickets are on sale, yeah. You can go to BKFC.com for tickets right now. They're really starting to move now, but BKFC.com for tickets for any of the events. The Wichita event coming up, the Miami event, the New York event, November 6th, which you're going to be at as well. It's just a great – it's great. At the same time I'm saying it's great, I'm like, did I just rattle off all them dates? How am I even alive?
Yeah, no, for sure. Final thing, I know that you're also a foodie, and we've talked about the festivals that you've done. Now that I'm back in what I'd love to call my hometown since I was born in Philadelphia, where do I need to go for a couple cheesesteaks over the next 2 days?
I think you need to go to a couple different places. The one I would definitely say Phillips. You got to go to Phillips Steaks. Phillips has – a great product, and they're really, really good people, and they put up quality product. The other one is Steve's Princess Steaks. Steve's has meat that he flies in from another state. He's his stuff's unbelievable. But Phillips is my man, Joe Baldino from Phillips. He's a great guy, and his mother was a very, very dear friend of ours, Susan Baldino, who passed away. And we're in breast cancer month now with October, so she passed away from breast cancer. So shout out to Susan Baldino.
I don't even know where to go from that. I wear the pink, you know, yeah. for the same thing. Yep. One more time, let everybody know where they can go for more information, where they can purchase tickets, or how do they get in touch with, well, if it's not you, if it's Nate or Junior, you know, if they're interested, if they think that they could be a next BKFC star.
Sure. Just go to the website. It's BKFC.com. BKFC.com has a fighter registration form. It has ticket links for all the tickets for all of our events. And you can also download the app for there. The app, $4.99 a month, and you get two events a month now. So you're paying $2.50 an event for unbelievable action. It's really tremendous. BKFC.com or BKTBapp.com to go right to the app. But you can get the app. You can get all the information on all the fighters. We actually just revamped the website, so I encourage people to visit it now. It's really, really cool. It has a lot of different features on there. And the tickets for all the upcoming events, BKFC.com.
Final question, and I know I've said that three times now. What's the reality TV show about?
It's they want to do it about the initial one is going to be about me and David, how we father and son. They like father and son stories, how father and son had grown a business like this, a new sport, and kind of blowing it up. It's going to be around that, and then as it's going to branch off into the different fighters that are going to be fighting.
All right, so my son.
It's not going to be like an Ultimate Fighter.
My son does a lot of stuff with me at the radio as well. So I'm curious. You have an idea. Junior's not 100% on board and enjoy it, but you're the head guy. But he's the one kind of running operations. How do you guys talk through that?
It depends what kind of idea it is, really. Like, if it's a creative idea, we lean my direction. If it's a technical idea or a structural idea, we 100% lean his direction because he's got his finger on the pulse. I trust him with everything because when I try to step into his box, I'm lost.
There you go. When do you expect the first announcement, and where can people tune in, whether it's your Twitter, your Instagram?
Yeah, they can go to @BareKnuckleFC for Facebook, @BareKnuckleFC for Instagram, and @BareKnuckleFC for Twitter. We were definitely going to drop the announcement on Monday. That's going to be the first announcement. Second announcement will be on Tuesday. Third announcement will be on Wednesday. We have three days in a row.
Good stuff, as always, Dave. Thank you
Thanks.
Very much.
Thanks for coming, Randy.
Awesome. All right, let's go hit a quick break, and then we'll close out the first hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you from Philadelphia, the BKFC Global Headquarters, as we get ready for tomorrow night's Thursday night football, the Philadelphia Eagles welcoming your defending Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Something that we do need to talk about, and I don't think we've brought it up yet. What could have been the greatest heavyweight boxing match of all time was Saturday night.
Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder 3. I mean, look, they put boxing back where boxing belongs. It's the heavyweight title. It's boxing on a global stage. And everything just feels so right about Tyson Fury being the undisputed champion of the world.
You know, I kind of put it in, and I don't want this to be, you know, sound disrespectful, because Tim Sylvia will literally come down and kick my butt. But, you know, it's kind of like when Tim Sylvia was, you know, the UFC heavyweight champ. You know, didn't have the physique. You know, a lot of people didn't think he was that athletic, and I think Tyson Fury falls into that same category. But a bad, bad dude, not only Tim Sylvia, but Tyson Fury, and what he did. And the fight itself, both had knockdowns. Both, at times, you thought the other guy was going to win. And then Tyson Fury just, you know, put it all on in the 11th, and night-night termite.
And let's not forget, Tyson Fury, he was actually depressed and suicidal and overweight. And Deontay Wilder called him and was like, look, boxing needs you. Get it together. Like, and he actually brought him back to the ring. And so for this trilogy to go down the way it did, and knowing that Deontay was, as a human, was the reason that Tyson got back into it and is thriving and living his best life. I mean, I just think it's a great story, and it was just great for the sport. And I think all combat sports benefited from it. Sure. I think it just reminded everybody about how great combat sports are for entertainment value.
Deontay Wilder wants fight number 4, and I put this post up. I said, I don't think he deserves fight number 4, but I want to watch fight number 4, fight number 5, yeah. Fight number 6. I mean,
it's the Rocky. How can you not have you can have another Rocky, no problem.
Speaking of Rocky, let me read a list to you. You know, I really did some research. Matter of fact, it was at the Bucks game on Sunday. I'm going to go to Laurel Hill Cemetery. And right by the entrance of the cemetery is Adrian Balboa's gravesite. I'm going to go to the church. And I did this with Wes Sims as well. I'm going to go to the church on Morris Street, and I'm going to start screaming for Father Carmine. So we're going to. I'm going to drive through Kensington. I'm going to go to Rocky's apartment and try not to get stabbed again.
We're going to. or you can buy some heroin while you're there.
Well, you definitely can buy some heroin. I'm going to go to, and I wasn't aware of where this was, but it's also in Kensington. 2727 Kensington is where they sang Take It Back, which I believe was Frank Stallone. I could be wrong, but I believe it was. I did do this last time. I believe it was with my brother, and we went to Marie's house, and somebody opened the door and started to scream at us. My question is, if you're going to rent your building, rent your apartment, rent your storefront, wouldn't you expect fans that are going to drive by and take photos?
Yeah, I mean, we did it when we were in Chicago. We saw the Macaulay Culkin house, the Home Alone house. And, if you own it, it comes with the territory. If you rent it, you know that the movie was filmed there. It just goes with that, you know, part of American film history.
And I did find this out. You know, Steve said, you know, he gave me the list of things he really had to do. He had to go see Rocky. He had to run the steps. He wants to see and remind me that I got to tell the step story before the hour's over. He wants to go see the apartment. I found the address where the fight, the greatest fight scene, the greatest scene in all of movies from Rocky V, where Rocky says, you knock him down, why don't you try knocking me down? And then, of course, the fight ends up in the street. So I found that. We're going to go do that. But I have to tell you the story. So we go to the steps, and Steve starts to run. He runs about 3 or 4 steps, and then he walks the rest of the way up. And when he gets to the top, somebody comes over and says, right here, this is where Rocky stood. So when he said that, what did Randy do?
You stood where he stood.
No, I walked away because I knew what was about to happen. So the guy says to Steve, I'm homeless, let me take your photo. And Steve, I'm homeless, let me take your photo. So he takes Steve's phone, takes a picture, and Steve goes, thank you. And the guy goes, I'm homeless. And Steve goes, yeah, I heard you.
Oh, God.
Now, I will say this much. He gave him $5, which is $4.50 more than everybody else was giving him. So
A great strategy would be like wait for people to run to the top of the stairs, get winded, and then take the photo and then run away with the phone and pawn it.
Well, that's what I told, you know, it's, and I know we only have 30 seconds. I got to tell it quick. So I was taking photos for people at the Rocky statue when the guy came, you know, who tries to get tipped. But I'm like, here, give me your phone. I'll take the photo. And they hand me the phone. I go, what's your passcode? So when I run away, I can use the phone. Right. And they thought it was pretty funny. So, all right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we will head out to Las Vegas, Nevada, as we get ready for Saturday's fight. Your buddy, my buddy, our friend on the program, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Julian Marquez, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
There she stood in the street.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.